Today, the House of Representatives revisited the issue of so-called partial birth abortions, and with four votes to spare, opponents overrode President Clinton's veto of a bill that would have outlawed the procedure, which is often carried out late in pregnancy. The Senate is expected to vote next week. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The procedure is called partial birth abortion by its opponents and intact dilation and extraction by physicians. President Clinton vetoed the bill banning the operation last April, and both sides made it a political issue in today's debate. Florida Republican Charles Kennedy led the fight for the ban and said the president had taken an extreme position.
The president is the one person standing in the way of Congress saving thousands of children from being partially delivered and then killed with an abortion procedure that has shocked the conscience of the American people.
But Colorado Democrat Pat Schroeder argued backers of the ban should not have waited more than 5 months to try to override the president.
If you thought that, you should have stopped it right away. If you thought this was so grisly and horrible, that's when you should have done it. But oh no, we decided to let it wait till election eve, where we could get it bubble and burn and all of this stuff, so that we could build a huge issue. And this is our 52nd vote on choice. This is really an attempt to undo choice, this extreme, extreme Congress that we have.
Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole is opposed to the procedure and has spoken out against it on the campaign trail. But the House vote today was not a strictly partisan issue. 70 Democrats also voted to override the president, including Minority Leader Richard Gephardt and Whip David Bonnier. If the veto is in fact overridden by the Senate, it will mark the first time since the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that a specific abortion procedure has been outlawed. Anti-abortion strategists shrewdly selected the operation as one that even supporters of abortion rights would find hard to defend. Posters depicting the procedure were displayed on the House floor, and other opponents, including Indiana Democrat Tim Romer, graphically described it.
Mr. Speaker, we are talking today about a procedure that is defined as the following, and I quote, partially delivers a living fetus before killing the fetus and completing the delivery, unquote. And we are talking about doing this with a pair of scissors inserted into the back of this baby's skull.
Opponents of the ban spoke of the women whose lives have been saved by the procedure. Vicky Stella, a mother of three who underwent the operation and has become a vocal defender of it, was cited by many, including Florida Democrat Karen Thurman.
I saw the anguish in her eyes, but I marveled at her willingness to retell the story of her heartache, of learning in the third trimester of fetal abnormalities and the tremendous threat her diabetes presented if she were to deliver such a child.
Opponents of banning the procedure had argued it was rarely used and then to save the life of the mother, often in cases where the fetus she was carrying was deformed. But that argument was undermined by recent newspaper articles indicating the procedure was used far more frequently and rarely for health reasons. Lawmakers were also subject to an intense lobbying campaign. The National Conference of Catholic Bishops organized an effort which inundated congressional offices with some 8 million postcards favoring the ban. It's now up to the Senate. There, Majority Leader Trent Lott says backers of the ban are short of the two-thirds majority needed to override. The vote in the Senate is expected by the end of next week. This is Brian Naylor at the Capitol.